This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. In the post-presidential election 2016 aftermath, there's been some dispute over the magnitude and direction of the nationwide Latino vote. After this word from our media partner, we'll hear from University of New Mexico political science professor Gabe Sanchez with his thoughts on the vote by the key demographic bloc.
As a police officer, I've seen things that most people don't see. The wrecked vehicles, the carnage, the blood, the bodies, the shattered lives. But the worst is the look on the face of a wife, a mother, when I have to tell them their loved one is dead because of a drunk driving crash. That's the reason I'm working to help end DWI.
This message brought to you by NMDOT.
University of New Mexico political science professor Gabe Sanchez focuses on Latino politics and political behavior. And outside of UNM, Sanchez is principal at Latino Decisions, a private survey group that focuses specifically on the Latino electorate. Voter turnout this year among Latino voters nationwide, according to the firm's modeling, says Sanchez, was at a high rate, but he notes that analysis is under dispute.
Exit polls not only suggest slightly lower turnout among Latinos, but probably more important, are suggesting that Donald Trump actually did better among Latinos than Romney did back in 2012, where our data at Latino Decisions says that's just flat out wrong. But we're suggesting that Hillary Clinton captured about 79% of the Latino vote, which is a record for any election that we've ever collected data on for any candidate on either side of the aisle among Latinos. So it's a pretty heated and spirited debate right now. So it's one of those that depends on who you ask which answer you're going to get.
When I asked Sanchez what went wrong for the Democrats who'd been confident that the Latino vote would help turn the tide towards Hillary Clinton, he cited demographic factors.
In the states that proved to be the most consequential in the Rust Belt of the U.S., you know, the ones that are being recounted now, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and to a slightly lesser extent, Florida, you just don't have enough Latinos to make up the difference that Hillary lost, with lower turnout among African Americans, and probably more importantly, a lot of more highly educated white voters that went Barack Obama's way in 08 and 12 went to Trump. And in that region of the country, which proved to be the most consequential, you just don't have enough Latinos, even though they went out and turned out in high numbers and really in record numbers for Hillary Clinton. There just weren't enough of them to win the election for her.
One factor in doubt since the results came in was the so-called anti-Trump sentiment among Latino voters. Sanchez, though, says it turned out to be very real.
And I think really is the explanation for a little bit higher turnout than a lot of people expected among Latinos. So that was definitely a factor. But in terms of domestic policy issues, our big election eve poll indicated that immigration and jobs were the two biggest drivers for Latinos, both in terms of turnout and who they decided to ultimately vote for.
And a matter of importance for Latino voters, just as for all, says Sanchez, was the lack of appeal of the two major party choices for president.
Latinos, like the larger electorate, I think looked at the two presidential candidates that I have to remind you were the most unpopular in American history, at least in terms of polling data. So Latinos, like a lot of folks, really looked at the candidates, and although they liked Hillary Clinton more so than Donald Trump, still were not enthused enough by her campaign to just full force support Hillary Clinton. So a lot of those folks, particularly younger segments of the Latino electorate, really looked at third-party candidates as an option.
UNM political science professor Gabe Sanchez. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.